Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Albany County Executive Dan McCoy. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? And I'm doing well.
I'm doing great. Now, I'll be asking questions on three issues, and that's the port situation, the nursing home, and the charter review. Given the fact that there was a derailment the other day, what's going on with the Port of Albany and the tankers coming into our city?
Well, Cynthia, to remind your listeners, back in May 12th, we did a moratorium here in the county, and I commissioned the health commissioner and the sheriff to basically to go and look from a health standpoint at what was going on with these boilers being proposed. That's still in effect. We're going to be announcing shortly this week, I hope, that we hired a firm to help us through all this, because this is a technical field, meaning the fact that, our health commissioner and our health department is capable of handling a lot of things. But this is one of these things that you have to know exactly what you're testing for. And we took approach from a health standpoint, unlike anyone else in this nation of ours. And, you know, what we have done is set in the roadmap for other counties around the state of New York and around this nation to look at it the way we did. And, you know, we've been meeting with them. They had meetings out in the neighborhood, and they really, you know, weren't being honest. And what has happened since then, February, just to remind everyone, we had two derailments down at the port, and they failed to, in Selkirk, and they failed to notify us. And just the other day, on Monday, we had a derailment from Canadian Pacific, and they took 5 hours to notify the hotline. There's a hotline, I believe it's run through DOT in the state of New York. They have someone on the end of the phone 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And all they had to do is pick up and say, hey, we had a derailment, nothing spilled, but this is what's going on. And they would have sent someone just to make sure. And we could have took the appropriate steps, meaning if we had to evacuate or if we had to call in other services. They chose not to do that. So they'll get fined another $5,000. And that's the maximum penalty under the federal guidelines. Now, I compliment Governor Cuomo, because the governor took an initiative and sent stuff up to the feds saying, hey, we should be fining them $25,000, enhance it. But, you know, as I looked at it, you know, here's the thing. We have a community that is still very fragile and upset about this. And what I looked at their portfolio and find that they made $254 million in the first quarter. So I said, wow, what? Yeah. I go, what's $5,000 to this company? It's a drop in the head. It's probably lunch for their corporate attorneys. So I said, you know what? I go, we have to do something. So we dug in all day yesterday, and I'm going to be sending legislation, an RLA, up to the legislature to have stiffer penalties and possibly time in jail. And I'm going to be working hand-in-hand with the district attorney to make sure this sticks, because whoever fails to notify, whose ever job it is to notify us of a derailment or a spill, fails to notify us in a timely manner, we will go after them with damages and money and fines, but also possible jail time, you know. So I hope that gets their attention. You know, it's just this has to be regulated by the federal government. And Cynthia, just to remind you, their DOT 111s were made from molasses in 1960s. Them tankers were not made for crude oil. They were not made for light oil, and that's what they're using it for. So these are things that we have to do so people can sleep comfortable at night. And when this happened, this was in an area close to a playground. And I go, what's it take to turn that playground into a cemetery to catch their attention? It's unacceptable.
Now, why do you think it took so long for them to notify as to what had happened?
I don't want to guess. I can play Monday quarterback. It could be a variety of things. You know, they could have looked at it like it wasn't, you know, a problem they could fix internally. Or it could have been like they don't, you know, all the light on them. They didn't want to shine more light of you know, what can happen when real, you know, this can happen every day, any time of the day. Or they just don't care. I mean, they keep telling us they want to be partners and they want to be part of the community. but that's not being a partner in my eyes. This is what I love about this country. So what I love about our flag. The last time I checked, it's not the Russian flag flying over the, you know, flying over our country. And, you know, we want openness and transparency. And that's what this company needs to do. They need to come into our community and be honest. Roll up your sleeves and work with us. And, you know, same thing in the military. When we have an operation and it's not working and we keep making it keeps failing, you stop, you take a step back, you reevaluate it, and you come up with a different approach. This company just keeps going forward, that's unacceptable to me. I don't want to hurt progress. I believe in moving the economy forward, but you have to do it in a way that it protects the people first and foremost and the environment. If they want to be good stewards of this land, then they should work with us hand in hand and not worry about it.
Now, the other environmental issue that I'd like to bring up is yesterday I went to a hearing done in the State Senate, and it was about the importing of fracking waste into New York State. And what I learned from it was that a lot of it is being put in landfills throughout upstate New York, and also it's been put on treating the roads, like when there's an icy condition. You have put a ban on such an action, correct?
We did. Here's the thing with the hydrofracking. It's been a topic now. Hopefully we get a decision soon. But these companies know where they have identified where they want to do this, where they want to, do the shale that they want to go after. Albany County's not one of them, but we want to put the people at ease that we represent. So we passed legislation that bans fracking on county-owned property. And then they went a step further and did it on the roads. Now, I wish we crossed our T's and dot our I's on that legislation, though it was a great intent. It's kind of hard to enforce because of the way it was written, but we're still going to, hold it accountable. And that's the thing. We just want to let these companies know that, hey, Albany County, we care about our open space and we care about our land.
Now, the other issue that has been talked about for a long time, what's the status of the county nursing home?
The Albany County Legislature, since I've been, looking at Cynthia, this nursing home goes back prior to me even thinking of running for county ledge before county executive. They've been talking about building a new nursing home since 1990. We actually have blueprints from 1991 building a nursing home that Frank Commisso proposed last time. And he proposed it in 91 and again whenever and then again in 2003. There's certain businesses the county shouldn't be in. There was a reason why we were that safety net, and we still will continue to be that safety net for seniors. So what has happened with our nursing home is got out of control with funding. It cost the taxpayers of Albany $1 million a month to run the nursing home. It's unacceptable. We can't sustain losses like that, especially after this great recession. So when I was in the legislature, we tried to keep it. My predecessor wanted to close it. So I came up with a different approach. After we got denied to build a new one, the state of New York, the health department denied us to build a new one, we came up with an approach to do a partnership. And the partnership would be to basically run our facility, take control of it, and we'd pay him so much money. But I would have saved the tax. Here's the most important thing. I would have protected our seniors. I would have protected the taxpayers. And for the first time ever, accept responsibility for what we have to do. And we would have saved the taxpayers of Albany County over $100 million, probably about $120 in 10 years, and still protect our seniors and invest in our seniors because we have a population of 60,000 strong seniors over the age of 60 living longer that want to stay home. And they won't need programs to help them stay in their house, and it's cheaper for us to have them stay in their house. But the legislature and their leadership didn't like that idea. They had their own special interest. So they created an LDC in July of 2013 to take over the nursing home. Well, here it is May of 2014, and we're no closer to this LDC than we were 11 months ago. So I don't think the LDC is going to work, but we hired a consultant to help us turn it around. And the recommendations the consultant's making is recommendations that we basically made when I was in the legislature and other things, but, certain legislators got in the way. Like we said, oh, they got to change this, they got to change that, and they would do a proclamation. You can't change their hours, you can't do this. It was crazy. But I'm hoping with these changes, maybe we can bring the cost down. And under the agreement I had with the leadership in the legislature, by October of this year, the LDC would be running the nursing home and the county would be out of that type of business. I'm hoping to be there, but it's not looking good, Cynthia.
The last issue I'd like to bring up today is the charter review and the downsizing of the county legislature. I know that's going to be a hot potato once a decision is made. What's your feeling for the whole charter review and the possible downsizing of the legislature?
Back in January of 2013, I made a statement publicly. I said, term limits and downsize the legislature. And the reason why I say that, because, I was in that legislative body for 12 years, and there's some great legislators that wholeheartedly represent their districts, are there for the right reasons, trying to make a difference in everyone's day's life, and then you got the politics. And I'll get to the charter. Frank Commisso wanted to do this charter commission, Cynthia. And when I ran for county executive in 2011, they were trying to find someone to run against me, so they come up with a charter when they couldn't beat me at the polls, which changes the power of everybody. So we held off. They start this charter commission. They work for, I believe, 6 months or 8 months, do all their work, have public hearings out in the public, talk to residents what they want. So they write this charter. And supposed to be independent charter commission. Hank Greenberg did a phenomenal job. There's things I don't agree with Hank, what Hank did, but that's no one's going to agree wholeheartedly on everything. But Hank Greenberg has integrity. And his integrity, he did his job. And it gets to the legislature. Now the politics start. Instead of voting on what the charter commission gave him, they decide through Matt Klein, the Democratic chairman, through Sean Morris, to basically put this committee together to review the charter's recommendations before it goes to the full legislature. Well, Sean appoints all Matt Klein's people, and guess what, Cynthia? I will. If you want to see a full circus that just left town but is really still here, come to these charter meetings, and these legislators are changing everything. They're not going what Hank and these and I feel sorry for Hank Greenberg and all the other members of this charter commission that did their due diligence, did their work, and guess what? For nothing. Because every recommendation they made, except a few, they've kicked out. And what they're doing now is that, I guess when you can't beat somebody, Cynthia, the next best thing is to strip them of more power, or her of more power. And led by Brian Clanahan and Timmy Nichols, and Brian being part of the IDC up in the Senate doesn't surprise me, they're basically trying to make me like a county manager. Under one of the proposals, legislator Clanahan put in there that I don't have the power to fire anybody. The legislature has to approve all fires. It's just crazy. If you see this circus and the foaming of the mouth, and it's just, it breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart because I get the political end of this, but the people of Albany County need leadership now, and the dysfunction from the New York State Senate is now here in Albany County Legislature. We've taken over for the dysfunction, and it's sad. It's sad to watch it, and the politics and the jealousy. And so I say at the end of the day, this charter is going to be so messed up that I'll have no choice but to veto it, or I think some of the own legislators are going to go crazy over it. And it's sad. So I don't even want to make a comment on the size because they can't make a decision. They can make a decision on how to strip me of power, but not on the size of the legislature.
Now,
is that fair enough?
If the legislature is downsized, that's going to create a lot of tension because there's going to be a lot of primaries for seats that these people hold now, correct?
No, Cynthia. See, it's like going to a magic show, okay? You pull the rabbit out of the hat, but you don't know how the rabbit got in the hat, and you didn't see the rabbit in the hat. It's all illusions, right? Let me give your listeners a little lesson in politics. This whole thing's illusion. if you read the charter, what they are proposing, the county legislature, led by these two gentlemen, is that the downsizing won't take effect to 2023 or 24. It's 2014. You're almost talking 10 years from now. 10 mm-hmm. years. So that's what they're arguing over. 10 years from now. And that's what I'm trying to tell you and your listeners. They can do this for 2016. Other counties have done it. They don't have to do it based on the census. But that's the argument they're going to tell you, oh, we can't do it to the census. And I can point out other counties that did it around the census. And, you know, if that's what they choose to do. But it's smoke and mirrors. It's a magic show. I hope your taxes paid for it. As Channel 6 says, you paid for it because you paid for the smoke and mirrors routine that's going on right now.
Well, thank you so much for your time, County Executive Dan McCrory. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is Focus on Albany. If you liked our show today, please go to the Focus on Albany website. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.